Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third, the right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Foster Castleman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third, the third baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Murray Dixon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Murray Dixon. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Castleman. Tuttle moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Serve moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pappas moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pappas moves to third. Williams moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Serve for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gardner is walked intentionally. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Pappas reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jack Urban now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Serve moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a line drive off the glove of Ward, and into shallow left field. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Triandos goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Castleman hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiti strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Jack Urban. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pelarsik pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Al Pelarsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pelarsik hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Lenny Green pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Busby scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing right field. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. Two outs. Hal Smith pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Smith reaches second base with a double. Simpson scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Portocarrero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.